Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapters on safeguarding one's tongue, being careful of one's speech. So today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Sabbil Muslimi Bighayri Haqqin. The chapter on the prohibition of unjustly verbally abusing a Muslim. Chapter on the prohibition of unjustly verbally abusing a Muslim. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah Ta'ala mentions, قال الله تعالى والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Allah Ta'ala says, those who harm the believing men and the believing women for no sin on their part. In other words, these believing men and believing women, they didn't do anything wrong, and they are, people are causing harm to them. So this is what is referred to. Those who harm the believing men and believing women for no sin on their part will bear the burden of slander and a manifest sin. On the day of Qiyamah, they'll bear the burden of slander and a manifest sin. The first hadith, an Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sibabul muslimi fusuqun wa qitaluhu kufrun, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verbally abusing a Muslim is a sin, and killing him is kufr. Killing him is kufr. It's normally loosely translated as disbelief. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that verbally abusing a Muslim is a sin, and killing him is disbelief. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and Ibn Majah. So the first part we understand, that verbally abusing a Muslim is a sin. The second part, that وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ, killing him is kufr. Now what is meant by this? Ulama explain that this word disbelief, kufr, could refer to being ungrateful. Ungrateful in which way? That by killing a Muslim, a person is being ungrateful to the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has granted people life so that they may benefit others, and the one who kills another destroys this opportunity of someone benefiting another person. Why? This person is no longer there. You killed him, so you have destroyed this opportunity of benefiting people. This is the height of ingratitude. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala has made the believers brothers of one another, and by killing a Muslim, one is ungrateful to the brotherhood created by Islam. This brotherhood created by Islam, a person is being ungrateful, and this person now is showing ingratitude for this by killing a Muslim brother. So the first meaning of kufr here is taken in the meaning of being ungrateful. Belief, the second explanation given here is killing a person is similar in sin to the prohibition of disbelief. Like how disbelief, like how kufr is prohibited, like that killing a person is also prohibited. There's a similitude between the two. Both are prohibited. One is kufr is prohibited, and other is killing is prohibited. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying killing him is disbelief. Like how disbelief is prohibited, like that killing is also prohibited. The third explanation given is when a person regards killing as permissible. So something that is haram, now to regard it to be halal, that in itself is kufr. So this is what is being referred to. To regard killing a Muslim as permissible is an act of disbelief, an act of kufr. We'll do one more hadith which has a very similar meaning to the hadith that we did before. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يرمي رجل رجلا بالفسق أو الكفر إلا ارتدد عليه إن لم يكن صاحبه كذلك رواه البخاري. هذا أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a person accuses another man of sin or disbelief, it reverts back to him. Reverts back to who? The one that is accusing. It reverts back to him if the accused is not deserving of it. That accused person is accusing him of sin, or is accusing him of some kufr, of disbelief, then that reverts back to him, those words that he have said. It reverts back to him if the accused is not deserving of it. So this is similar to a person that is giving a curse to another person. And that curse, as we explained, it comes back to a person. So here when you are accusing someone of sin, or you are accusing somebody of kufr, and the person is not deserving of it, then it comes back to the person that is saying it. So therefore a person should be very, very careful about the words that he used, about the statements that he makes, Rather we stay safe. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man samata naja, that person that remains silent will be successful. Person that remains silent will be successful. Why? Because it will save him from saying many, many things that are wrong. It will save him from ghibat, it will save him from slander. Here we did the hadith, the person is verbally abusing somebody, this is sin. If a person remains silent, then what happens? Automatically now, the person is staying, or he'll stay away from a lot of sin. Why? Because he's remaining silent. So therefore, this was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is he would remain silent. Kana tawila somti. For long periods of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain silent. This first part of the hadith, by wrongly addressing another with the title of fasiq, a flagrant sinner, the speaker will himself become a sinner. So this is one explanation where it will come back to you. So you of accusing somebody of being a sinner or a person of kufr, now the person is not a sinner, it will come back to you. You will become a sinner by saying those words. It could also mean that the one will eventually become a sinner if he continues to utter such words to others. Similarly, a believer who refers to another believer as a kafir, whilst regarding it to be permissible, he thinks now it's permissible for me to call another person a kafir, will become a disbeliever himself. If he does not regard it as permissible, then the object is to show the grave sin of such an action. In other words, this hadith is warning us that this is a grave sin. If the person is not worthy, the person is not deserving of that statement that you're making. If the person is deserving of it, very similar to a curse, where the person is deserving, then those words go and settle. If the person is deserving, not deserving, it will come back to the person that is saying it. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala save us. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we are very careful of the words that we use. You see, the pious people also, when they speak, they'll be very careful of the choice of words also that they use. One incident that comes to mind, one alim mentioned to me a few days ago, he says he went to visit Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali in his last illness, short while before he could pass away. So when he went to visit him, he told Hazrat Ji that from here he's going to Pakistan, he's going to Karachi. So Hazrat Ji told him that my sister is there, give her my salams, but don't tell her that I'm sick. Don't tell her that I'm weak. Sorry, don't tell her that I'm sick. Tell her may come zor. If you'll tell her that I'm very weak. Don't tell her I'm sick. Now look how careful he was about his words, although he was very sick. He says, because if you tell her that I'm very sick, then she's going to start getting very worried. And I don't want to be a means of causing unnecessary stress to my sister. So rather, if you see her, tell her that I'm weak. Don't tell her that I'm very sick. So this alim says he went there and he gave the message of Hazrat Ji to his sister. And he came back to Jalalabad before he could come to South Africa. When he stopped there in Jalalabad again, Hazrat Ji asked him, you gave the message that I told you to give. He said, Jiha Hazrat, I told her that you are kamzor. I didn't tell her that you are sick. So Hazrat Ji told him, you did very good. You did very well by saying that I'm weak and you didn't say I'm sick. 2 days later he passed away. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali passed away. But look how careful they were. That if I'm going to use the wrong word, I'm going to be a means of causing distress to somebody else, my own sister. Rather I change the word. Both are correct. One is a person who's sick, he's weak. But he's not telling that he's very sick to save the person on that side from becoming distressed. Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of using the right words in the right place at the right moment with the right approach. This is what you call hikmat, wisdom. Person is saying the right things at the right time to the right person with the right approach, then this becomes, with the right intention, this now becomes hikmat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.